Dad's Garage Theater Company was founded in 1995, and in that time, they've grown from a volunteer organization to a theatrical force that puts improv comedy on its two stages 52 weeks out of the year and attracts some 30,000 people annually to the Elizabeth Street warehouse space. The backstage is crammed to bursting with costumes, props, sets, and almost two decades of memories papering the walls. One wall is lined with these brightly colored and autographed posters of the number 5.
These are from our World Domination Improv Tournaments. And anytime a team gets all 5s, then they get to sign one of the 5s and we put it up on the wall.
This is Kevin Galise. He's the artistic director of Dad's Garage. This wall of 5s is like their version of a trophy case. Galise points to one 5 in particular.
My name's on there. I was visiting from my company in Edmonton.
Yeah.
And so that was the first time I got to meet Dad's Garage. And back then, I mean, this whole neighborhood was kind of barren around Dad's Garage. I mean, there was abandoned factories to one side, which now are full of condos. You know, I look up at this wall, I see the 5 from 2000 when I was just a young man visiting from Canada. And I think about how much the neighborhood has transformed over the last decade.
And Inman Park is about to undergo even more change. Dad's Garage is moving out.
This company's about 18 years old, so I guess like any 18-year-old, we're getting booted out of the house.
In April, Dad's released a statement saying that their building, as well as the entire property at 280 Elizabeth Street, is changing ownership and will be redeveloped. South City Partners and JPX Works LLC, a partnership of Atlanta-based developers, have plans for a mixed-use development on the site.
There's going to be some condos coming in here. There's going to be a big parking deck. There's going to be mixed retail, both restaurants and so on. And, you know, it's going to be brand spanking new building.
No ground has been broken on the property yet, though Dad's reports that all of the other tenants at 280 Elizabeth Street have moved out and their buildings are fenced off from the public. The very last performance in the space took place before a sold-out crowd this past Saturday night. Their search for a new home is ongoing, but until they find one, Dad's will be crashing at Seven Stages Theater in Little Five Points.
Seven Stages just made the most sense. I mean, we're friends with a lot of the guys that work there. We collaborate all the time anyways, you know. We'll like go over there and go, oh, guys, do you guys have a fake gun we can borrow? Do you have this set piece? Do you have this prop? Do you have this costume piece? And vice versa.
Part of our mission statement is to engage in collaborations.
This is Michael Haverty. He's the associate artistic director at Seven Stages Theater.
We think our audiences will be really intrigued with what's going on at Dad's. And to have both of these audiences together, I think, is just going to provoke lots of interesting conversations in the lobby.
And it'll be interesting to see how these two companies get along under one roof, the innovative and experimental Seven Stages and the rambunctious comedians of Dad's Garage. Galise says that in their search for a permanent home, they aren't really ruling anything out just yet.
You know, if we had our druthers, we'd love to stay, you know,
like across the street.
Across the street would be perfect, yeah. It looks like we won't be able to stay in Inman Park. There just isn't really a space for us to move into, which is sad, but we definitely want to stay as close by as we can.
In their 18 years, Dad's Garage has always been an Inman Park theater. And while the move may not have a drastic effect on what they do, it would be hard to argue that the departure of a long-established theater company won't have some effect on Inman Park. Dad's leaving the neighborhood may be indicative of the larger changes that have been taking place there over the last decade.
This neighborhood has really boomed over the last several years, and this is kind of one of the last little plots of land that hasn't been redeveloped, and so its time has come.
Seven Stages' Michael Haverty sees that redevelopment as being due, at least in part, to the cultural cachet the Dad's Garage Theater brought to the neighborhood.
And I think it's going to be really interesting to see if they end up not being in Inman Park, how that changes the neighborhood. I think a lot of people want to be in these neighborhoods because there is so much going on. They want that street life. They want a cultural life that's close to their door. And it's something Seven Stages provides to all the neighborhoods right around here, Candler Park, Inman Park, Kirkwood, Edgewood, and Dad's does the same. And I think that's a huge reason for the development.
The overall impact that an improv comedy theater can have on a community may be difficult to ascertain, but Inman Park has changed since Dad's Garage moved in. And it's fair to say that Dad's estimated draw of 30,000 patrons through their doors per year had something to do with invigorating the commerce of the neighborhood. Dad's Garage's residency at Seven Stages is set to begin in August. In addition, they're using their transients as an opportunity to partner with other arts organizations around Atlanta. According to Kevin Galise, just like any 18-year-old, they're keeping their options open. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.